We are I. I've watched and I've listened to David Goggins talk a few times. Well, a number of times to a number of different people. And there's one topic, well, I guess the clips that I keep seeing are under the premise and the topic of, you know, you'll never get me. You'll never understand me. And I guess that's kind of the main focus and purpose behind his books. Is that you just won't understand it. And if you do, you get it. And this is something that I've come to realize in my life too, is like I've been criticized like widely, greatly, and often by a lot of people. And I've been told by one of my lawyers that, you know, I'm an easy target. And I'm like, okay, fair enough. But I'd rather be an easy target being who I am, because you don't get me, then change who I am. Because I tried that. I tried being somebody different, you know, based on what I was told was, air quotes, right or wrong. And that shoe didn't fit. It was uncomfortable. It felt gross. I woke up every day and didn't know who I was, didn't recognize who I was or what I was trying to be. There's nothing that I was doing that connected me with who I actually am. And this is actually the reason why this podcast started and why it's called We Are I. Because the collective group are I, and the individual is we. Because it's scouring the world. It was scouring the world to be able to find people who thought just like me, knowing like, hey, there is a bunch of people out there. I'm just standing with the wrong group right now, which has happened often in my life. So once I realized, and this is, I think, where I started to pay attention a little bit more politically, because I realized how much my life is affected by the people who have installed themselves in our institutions. And those people stand by kind of one of two things. I know in Canada, we have like an array, but it really comes down to, you know, liberal or conservative, Democrat or Republican. And what these two groups of people hold close to them. And the reason why that I will always be more conservative and Republican is because I grew up in a rural setting. Rural setting of people who are blue collar business people, not white collar business people, blue collar business people with morals and ethics. And this is where you stand with people and like, they just don't get it. When people say like, you know, Blake, why don't you sleep in? It's like, you know what? There's a lot of people who get up early every day to be able to prioritize their day because they have shit to do, things to do, life to live. When sometimes you just had enough sleep or you just want to get things done so people in your family don't feel the effect of your selfishness. Because I selfishly get up every morning early while everybody is still sleeping because I want to be able to work out where it doesn't take potential time away from them. I want to sit in the sauna knowing they're sleeping or very drowsily just waking up. I want to sit in the ice bath knowing that I'm going to be crisp for when I get home, ripe for conversation. You know, I want to know when I'm getting a bunch of work done that I'm sitting there not asking, you know, anybody in my family to just hold on a minute. I got to finish typing this email, which don't get me wrong, still happens a lot during the day. But if I can help it happen a little bit less by getting up early in the morning, I absolutely will. It makes me more connected as a human being with who I am, my soul, my morals, and my ethics, prioritizing getting up every day. Whether that's 3:30, 3:45, 4:30, doesn't matter. Knowing I've got up and I've prioritized things that mean everything to me. Everything. When I wake up in the morning, it means everything to me to be able to do the things that I do that make me feel like I know who I am. It's that fucking important. And if you know, you know. You know, my homeboy just finished telling me that he recently discovered there was a missing component of his life that, you know, until he went back and did it, he didn't realize how much of his soul was dying by not doing it. And that's fucking amazing. I had another one of my friends. She told me the other day that she's just like, it's non-negotiable that I show up for my workouts. Non-negotiable. I don't give a fuck what is going on. It's non-negotiable. It's like, yeah, I fucking get that. I get that. You know, it's these people. The people who have clearly defined the things that mean everything to them. You know, my family. Fuck around and find out. Fuck around and find out. You know, these things, they mean everything to me. Giving back to my community means everything to me. I will live my life to be able to do so. And no, I don't need to do it under the name of God. I don't need to be able to do it under the name of limelight accolades. I don't need to do it for any of those reasons. I need to do it because it is the right fucking thing to do. Who are you as a human being when you can walk past people in need thinking that that might not be you one day? And how many people do you want to walk past you before you get some help? Right? And this goes back to 5, 6, 7 years ago when I was in the backcountry and I got a flat tire. Then I put my spare tire on, which happened to be pretty much flat as well. Person after person went by. Nobody has a pump. Finally, I see this Jeep come up that I can see the air compressor unit on it. And he stops and he's like, yes, I will fill up your tire. And I'm like, can I e-transfer you some money? He's like, no, I need backcountry karma. I need backcountry credit. That is what I need. And I was like, fuck you, bro, I get you 100%. But that is exactly the reason why I do all these things that I do every single day. It's because I need to get some karma credits. I need to stack them in my favor for the day that I may not be able to do so, so that there will be something or somebody that I can cash in on. And that's what life should be in perpetuity. You put in your time, your work, your effort, so you can cash in at one point in time. And that's just the reciprocity of life. Absolutely. That's just the reciprocity of life. Do you get it? Because this is the best part. If you don't get this, if you tread outside of that line, and I think this is the reason why that all the people from all the countries around the world listen to this podcast, because it's like, motherfucker, you get it. You're not one of the people that don't get it, because then you wouldn't be listening. You don't tune in. You don't download. You don't spend the 10, 12, 15 minutes every day that I put one of these out to be able to listen to the air that comes out of my mouth. And a lot of it just being hot. But you get it. Because these things, they mean something to you. They tickle a fancy in a way inside of your heart and your soul that you're just like, I need to investigate that, how that, why I feel that way and how that correlates to me in my life, because yes, that does mean something to me too. And help you clearly define the things that are non-negotiable for you. And again, more than of me than not is still a shitty person by my standards. Because there's still things that I battle with continually all the time that I have to decide whether or not that I give in to that weakness, or I just accept that I have that weakness and I try to do my best to be able to manage it. and continually hope that I always come out on top. Because I know there's a dark fucking side to me, like there is to everybody else. And that's the one thing that I love about Dr. Jordan Peterson. It's just like, you need to have that dark side, and you need to have control over it to know that you are a fucking man. To know that that monster inside you is being tamed. You need to know that. That is real. That is a real aspect of life. And if somebody would have told me 5 years ago that it's okay to have that monster inside in a time when I was being most heavily criticized in my life for who I am and the things that I believe in, I would have never have been okay to admit that. Never okay. But I know now that it is, because if you are standing amongst a group of people who don't understand what that means, okay, fine. It's the reason why that I wake up every morning. It's the reason why that I go do the things that I do, is to be able to tame that beast. Because if there's ever a day in this world where people need to fight for human beings or fight for the existence of our species, motherfucker, you will want people like me. The people like me at whatever age that in your mind, for whatever reason, it tells you that you stand in front of everybody else sitting on your fucking horse with your shield pressed against your body with your sword held high, and you be fucking first, because that's who you are. That's who you are.